Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's time for Star Dish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. So let's dish, baby. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Star Dish Radio. Today is April 30th, 2008. As always, our call-in number is area code 347-945-5423. And the chat room is up and going also. My name is Joanne, and I'm here with my girl, Desi. Hey, Des.
Hi.
How are you, babe?
I'm good. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing very, very well, thank you. Unfortunately,
good, good.
Jen couldn't be with us tonight.
Yeah.
But we're glad we have all of our listeners. So we have all of our listeners with us, and our chat room is up and running. And we've got a very special guest tonight that we're waiting for him to call in right now. And I think it promises to be a fantastic show once again.
I agree.
Yes, yes.
I concur.
Oh, yes. So we do have a caller, area code 301. Let's pick up area code 301 and see what they want to chat about tonight while we're waiting for our guest to call in. Hi, area
Hi.
Code 301.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Hi, how are you girls doing tonight?
Oh,
good,
we're doing
very
well.
Good, good. I'm excited to talk to the other Crazy Z tonight.
Oh, yes, yes. We're waiting for him right now. We're waiting for him. So do you have questions mapped out for Mr. White's?
Oh, absolutely. I have five or six, and they're all written down. So if I get like some of the gals did yesterday with Brandon, I have a cheat sheet. So,
yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. What's your name?
I'm Mary.
Okay, Mary. Well, we're going to put you on hold, and as soon as Bruce comes on, we will bring you back on with us, okay? So don't hang up.
Thank you.
Okay, Mary. Desiree, so what did you think about Dancing with the Stars? Well, let's just go a little off topic while we're waiting for Bruce to call in.
I was very happy with who got voted off last night, so.
So was I, yes, so was I.
I thought it was time. I'm
mm-hmm.
so glad that, of course, Jason is still in it, and he will dance another day.
Yes, Jason Taylor is proving to be quite the ballroom dancer.
Yeah, I thought he's doing a great job, and, you know, so is Christy Yamaguchi, and, but I was really happy to see, I thought it was time Shannon Elizabeth left.
Yeah, she was a little flaky for me, you know. I mean,
yeah.
You know what really turned me off about her was the fact that she actually made them remake her dress.
Yeah.
On one show. That was, like, a little ridiculous. Those dresses cost so much money, and she had the nerve to come in and demand that it be redone. So I thought that was a little retarded, but, you know.
The way that they both talked about the judges, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're there
mm-hmm.
for, the judge. So if you can't
exactly.
handle it,
exactly.
You shouldn't be on that show.
Well, you're so right about that. We have a nice buzz going on in the chat room right now. So I do see that we do have a caller on there that I'm going to attempt to pick up, but I'm going to do a little intro on what's going on tonight so everybody knows. A little bit of background, besides the fact that Bruce White plays Anthony Zakara, he is such a seasoned actor that I'm sure a lot of people in this day and age and generation really don't even know about. He is a phenomenal seasoned vet. He's an Emmy Award winner, as well as a Golden Globe nominee for the role of, I believe that probably made him as an undercover detective, Nick Belker on Hill Street Blues. He's also been in a movie called Deep Impact with Robert Duvall, as well as Half Past Dead with Steven Seagal and Morris Chestnut. Sorry, but like I said, a whole new generation of fans have come to know him as the maniacal Anthony Zakara, who's come to wreak nothing but havoc in Port Charles. So I'm going to go on to this caller over here and pray that it's him, that his area code is just not showing up. Hi. Hello? Hello? Well, I guess it's not him. Okay. I see we're going to have another repeat of last night's jammed up switchboard. I do apologize for the technical difficulties. But I guess in the meantime, we can just chat about his character. So tell me what your take is, Desiree, on the whole Anthony Zaccara character.
A little crazy. But I think crazy is good in the world of GH. I think he's doing a phenomenal job as Anthony Zaccara.
Right, right.
He fits in well with that crazy family.
I'm telling you, why do you think that he hates his daughter so much? I mean, what do you think his issue is with women?
I'm not sure. I think it might stem back from his wife and, you know, what happened to her and... I don't know. I don't understand it.
No, neither do I.
There's a lot more layers. I think there's a lot more layers that need to be uncovered for him to, you know, for that character. So I'm not sure.
I think it's going to be pretty interesting to see how it plays out. But on another note, we can actually even talk about the debacle of the daytime Emmy nominations
today. Oh, my God.
That was just a sad, sad thing that ABC only received two nominations. One Life to Live got Best Drama Series, and David Canary from All My Children was nominated for Lead Actor as well as Anthony Geary.
And then I think somebody from One Life to Live got an acting nod, too.
You're right, Brian Kerwin. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're
Brian
absolutely
Kerwin.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, he plays Victoria Lord's new boyfriend. Yes, so I'm gonna try and pick up this other caller number 3 here again with the no number and see what happens. Good evening. You're on the phone with Stardish.
There's nobody there now.
No, they've gone. I don't know what's going on with that whole thing. I don't know. Last night, if anybody in the chat room was with us, they kind of felt the impact of our switchboard jamming up because we had so many people calling. And we had so many people calling that the guests themselves couldn't even get in through the telephones. We had to, like, pretty much clear some of the lines just so people could get on the air. So I think he should be calling in any minute. So let's just be a tiny bit patient. And, back to the daytime Emmys.
That's just a horrible. For ABC to be hosting the Emmys this year and them to be shut out like they were was just really, really, really horrible. I mean, no Bradford Anderson, no Sebastian Roche, who I thought should have got the supporting nod, no Carolyn Hennessy. It was just
That's
it was
amazing.
Horrible.
Right, right.
I love Anthony Geary to death, but to be honest with you, I do not see what he had this year to be nominated for lead actor.
That's what I said, too. I mean, I would like to know what Emmy reel he sent in to be nominated, because I really don't think he had much of a storyline, you know, for him to be nominated for a lead actor. You know, so I really don't understand that whole process there. I really don't.
Yeah.
I mean, even One Life to Live. One Life to Live has been awesome over the past year. They've had some really, really fantastic storylines going on, and they didn't get acknowledged either. I really felt bad watching them on The View this morning, you know, when their names didn't get called. It was really sad.
Yeah, it was. It's just, I thought Sebastian Roche did an excellent job in the Metro Court last year, and Carolyn Hennessy has been bringing her A game, and then Bradford Anderson, it's just been phenomenal. So.
Right.
Those are three that I don't understand. And then to have our one nomination for actor be Tony Geary, who I love, is just he had nothing this year.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I really would like to know what reel he sent in. I don't know, like, what the time frame is, unless it had something to do. See, it couldn't even go back that far when Laura came back on. So I really don't even know.
because that's what Jeannie Francis won for.
Right. So yeah, that's impossible. I don't know what it could have been. I really don't know. That's amazing to me.
Very much so.
Yeah. What's going on in the chat room over here? Yeah, well, you know what? I wouldn't watch the Emmys. Fan of Rick and Johnny said I never watched the Emmys before, and it looks like I won't start this year. Absolutely. I mean, you can see right through all those things just to see what people are wearing and be done with it, you know? I really don't think there's any reason to watch it. You know? But you're going to the Emmys.
Yes. Me and Jen will be there. So... And, you know, we're really going for Carolyn and Dirk's event now. You know, we were going for the Emmys, but it's not something we're looking forward to now. And it's on Jen's birthday, so we'll celebrate that instead.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm going to...
Well, why don't
I'm
we
going
bring
to,
on the...
Yeah, why don't like, you bring
a,
on call...
There's another number. Well, okay.
Oh, yeah, I see
back.
What you're saying. Another one, yeah. Let me try and bring on this caller with no number again. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Nope, no caller now.
No. Area code 434?
Hello?
Hi there. Hi. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Oh, we're doing just fine.
So, Mr. Z hasn't got there yet?
No,
not yet.
No,
I'm
not
a,
yet.
I'm a member of a message board that Desi belongs to.
Oh, okay. Desi, she's a member of a message board that you belong to.
Oh, what message board? Is it M&M?
Yeah.
Well, hello. And who am I talking to?
This is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. So, what did you think of the Emmy nominations today?
I thought everything was good, except for I didn't think General Hospital should have got anything.
Yeah. If they weren't going to nominate, yeah, they shouldn't have got anything. I don't understand it. We blow up something, we get a nomination, I guess.
Really.
There was nothing this year for that show. I mean,
no.
I'm very upset about Sebastian and Bradford Anderson and Carolyn Hennessy, but like I said, Tony Geary didn't do anything this year to get his nomination.
He really didn't.
So, That's what they get for not nominating our girl, Kelly.
Right. Got that right. That's what they get.
That's right.
And good enough for them.
Well, yeah. I mean, nobody had any real story this year. So I'm not understanding. I mean, I think it's sad that ABC's hosting the Emmys and, you know, we got shut out.
Really?
Pretty much.
Really. That's the truth.
So... It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well.
So when are y'all going to get Kelly on your show?
We're working on it. I'm working on it. That's my next big project that I want to get her on. And of course, hopefully everybody, you know. Of course, I know the board will call in, but I would love to hear her take on everything. You know, just to talk to y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be nice.
It would be nice.
I got to talk to her on the Buzz, whatever, that other radio station.
Oh, yeah. So did I. That was fun.
Yeah.
Buzzworthy one. That was fun.
Yeah.
Well, I just heard from a representative for Bruce. He got a little bit delayed. He'll be calling in within the next 10 to 15 minutes. So if everybody could please stick around and be patient, he will be here. Something came up, so let's just give him a little bit of time to take care of what he has to take care of. But he'll be here. so we can chat amongst ourselves, and we'll see what's going on in the chat room, and we'll have some discussions.
I was still talking about the Emmys in the chat room.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, and I'm surprised people are saying about Kathy Breyer. I'm really surprised Kathy Breyer didn't get a nomination either.
Yeah,
live radio. This is it. Never know what's going to happen. Live radio. Yeah, well, you know what? Rose Tinted is having problems not hearing what we're talking about. So, Rose, what you can do is call in on the telephone. You dial 347-945-5423. Oh, wait, she can't even hear me, so what the heck am I telling her for? I just realized what I was doing. I guess I should type it into the chat room, right? Call in. Oh, my goodness, live radio.
Well, I can't get in the chat room.
You can't get in the chat room?
I can hear you on the radio, but I can't get in the chat room. I can't find a place to get in the chat room. Maybe I'll...
Okay. Well, there should be... up. I believe it's like up on the top right hand of the screen. It says "Click live chat available" or something like that. There's like a little link.
Maybe I'm on the wrong... because all I have is the call-in number and, you know, live now. I don't have that.
Oh, well, there should be something there that says live chat, and you'll be able to get in there.
I didn't call in last time because I didn't have anything to say.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have any questions to ask when Bradford was on. I didn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we only had Bradford for a little bit, but, you know, he promised that he would come back and spend some more time with us. But you know what? This is a good time to let everybody know while we have a few minutes before Bruce calls in, who we're having coming up on the show. I know most people here are General Hospital fans, but tomorrow night we're having on Eden Regal from All My Children, who played Bianca. She has a new web series coming out on YouTube that starts on May 2nd called Imaginary Bitches, and it looks hysterical. So she'll be coming on tomorrow night to talk with us about that at 10 o'clock. And I know for a fact that she ain't going to forget, and she will call in on time. And on Monday, May 5th, we have Billy Miller from All My Children, who plays Richie Novak. May 6th, we have Melissa Gallo-Fumero from One Life to Live, who plays Adriana Kramer. And May 7th, we have Jean-Paul Lavoisier, who plays Rex Balsam. Then moving on to the following week, we have Julia Barr, who played Brooke English on All My Children. She'll be coming in to chat with us. And the following week, on April 20th, for the General Hospital fans, we have Alicia Lee Willis, ex-Courtney Matthews Morgan, coming on Star Dish on May 20th. And again, the time is the same. It's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can always go to myspace.com/StarDishRadio and see our calendar of who's coming up, who's interested, and what's going on. We have a great blog. Yeah, we're going to have Courtney on this. That should be pretty good. She's been doing the L Word. She did 7 episodes of the L Word, which is a big thing for her. So we'll be talking about that also. So that's the calendar so far for Star Dish Radio.
Yes. And I was asked if we are working on Kelly, and we are working on Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I got a few emails today requesting Dirk and Drew come on. And I tried to work on that, but unfortunately, I got to find a different way to get to their management, because the people they have listed no longer represent them. They switched management teams or something, so I have to find out who's managing them now. So,
got
Yeah, so it'll be, but I think that they would come on in a heartbeat. So, I mean, I'm not really excited about that. Yes. We're waiting to set a date for it. Huh?
I said I want to work on Kelly and Greg. That's my...
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, I'm waiting for a date from Sonia Eddy. She's going to be joining us also. Yeah, we have quite a few people that are very interested in coming on Star Dish, and I'm very pleased with the popularity, and that's all thanks to the
listeners
that come in, and you know, for those of you that are on the East Coast and you stay up with us till 10 to, till 11:30 at night, I think it's fantastic that you do that for us. And if there's anyone that you are really interested in seeing, send us an email through MySpace so we can, you know, keep logs of everything. So when we do contact ABC and their management, we can let them know how many fans are requesting for them to come on the air. Because, like, it's a whole process. It's not like you could just call them and say, hey, come on. You know, that's not, you know, you got to go through so many freaking people, you know, to get them to come on in order to just extend the invitation. So
People want to see Jason Thompson and Josh Duhon, and so.
Yeah, you know what though? I am gonna tell everybody right now, our fantastic, and I'm gonna say it again because he wasn't here to hear it, and I'm gonna say it so he can hear it. One more time, we have on our show tonight a phenomenal seasoned veteran actor. He is an Emmy winner as well as a Golden Globe nominee for the role of undercover detective Mick Belker on Hill Street Blues. You've also seen him in the movie Deep Impact with Robert Duvall, as well as Half Past Dead with Steven Seagal and Morris Chestnut. But a whole new generation of fans have come to know and love him as the maniacal Anthony Zaccara, who has come to wreak nothing but havoc in Port Charles. So I want everyone to please welcome to Star Dish Radio none other than Mr. Bruce White.
Hi.
Hi, Bruce.
How are you? Listen, I want to apologize for being late. Things have been crazy here today, and it just went out of my mind. So please accept my apology.
Oh, no, no problem, no problem. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Yes, yes.
You're on with myself, Joanne, and my co-host, Desiree, and we have a whole big buzz going on in the chat room. Where's Bruce? Where's Bruce? Where's Bruce? Everybody's so anxious to talk to you.
Well, good. I'm anxious to talk to them.
Okay. Well, you know what? We do have a caller on the line right now who wants to ask you a question. Caller, you want to area code 434? Bruce is on the line. Would you like to ask him your question?
Hi, Bruce. How are you doing?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. My name is Carol, and I'm from Virginia.
All right. What part of Virginia, Carol?
Like Southern Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Is it all of
Virginia Southern?
Southern. No, all of it's not Southern.
Okay.
I'm at the bottom. I'm at the bottom, yes.
I'm at the bottom, too, and I don't even live in Virginia. So what are you going to do?
I just want you to know that I love Joan Hill Street Blues. I'm one of those veteran fans.
Thank you.
And I wondered how different it is doing a primetime show like that than something like General Hospital.
It's very different in that... when you do a daytime serial like General Hospital, there's very little time to rehearse and very little time to shoot. You do about three times as many pages, or maybe even more, maybe five times as many pages per day on a show like General Hospital than you would on a show like Hill Street Blues. So prime time gives you a little more time to rehearse, a little more time to prepare. And daytime, you're just sort of winging it.
Okay, I have another question for you.
Okay.
Who do you enjoy? Who have you enjoyed working with the most since you've been on General Hospital? And who would you like to work with that you haven't worked with at all?
I enjoy working with a number of people, and if I leave out somebody's name, it's not because I don't enjoy working with them. I just can't remember their name, probably. I really enjoy working with Tony Geary and Stephen Mock and Sarah Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Barash, I enjoy working with a lot. I enjoy working with everybody. It's a talented group of people.
Mm-hmm. So who would you like to work with that you haven't worked with?
I'm trying to think if there's anybody I haven't worked with.
Oh gosh, you've worked with so many people. I don't know how you would keep track of that.
you mean on General Hospital?
Yes, sir.
or anybody?
On General Hospital.
Oh, on General Hospital. I think that I've worked with everybody on the show.
Oh, really?
At one point or another.
Okay.
Okay.
All
very
right.
good. Very good.
Hey,
well,
I appreciate your time. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bruce, let me tell you, I wanted to ask you, what was so appealing to you about the role of Anthony Zaccara that you accepted it?
He's crazy. That's always appealing to an actor to play. Yeah, and
right.
To play someone crazy is always fun.
Right.
And it's always more fun for me to play a villain than a good guy. So those two things were very attractive, and I
right.
And I thought that I when I was talking to the producers about being on the show, it sounded to me like they would give me an opportunity to inject some humor into the character, which I always enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And you definitely have that does come across.
Oh, good. And the money's not bad, so, I mean...
Oh, all right. Hey! Cha-ching!
No, I mean,
all
to
right.
be honest with you.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let me ask you one more question before we take our next caller, and if Desiree has any questions she wants to throw in also. When you were playing on Hill Street Blues and once that ended, were you ever afraid of being typecast because of the role you played on Hill Street?
No, I was so grateful to have that role that everybody's typecast one way or another. I've been lucky to avoid it more than most. But I mean, that's something that you can't avoid and you can't plan for. You just have to. I don't know. It's always been my philosophy to accept a job. I don't think I've ever turned down any job.
Because
it's always better to work than not to work. And you take
right.
the consequences, good and bad, after you take a job. So whatever it is, it is.
Right, right, right. Well, that's good, because I thoroughly enjoyed that series with you. I mean, it was just my favorite. And I have to ask you to just say it for me, please, just one time. Shut up, hairball.
Shut up, hairball.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, that was a signature.
Desiree doesn't say much, but she's got a great laugh.
Okay, let's tell you about Desiree's laugh, okay? Desiree is dubbed the name The Giggler by your co-star, Sebastian Roche. He gave her the name
why.
The Giggler.
No reason.
Well, no, Desiree actually does have some questions that she's going to ask you right now.
I do.
Okay.
You are a character actor. What did you have to do to prepare for the role of Anthony Zaccara?
What did I have to do to prepare for it?
Yeah.
Did
you have to do anything? I mean, he is kind of crazy.
Yeah, no, I just use that part of me, which is crazy. I mean, I don't think I did any lengthy. I didn't do any lengthy preparation for the role. So to be honest, I have to say I did none. I mean, other than the preparation that I do every night in deciding how things are going to be said and how to play a scene, which is the research that an actor should do every evening before he's going to go to work the next day. But in terms of a lengthy pre-preparation before I started to work on it, no, I just draw on those things that I have in myself that character has. And we all have all those things in us.
Very good, very good. Desiree, we're going to go to area code 301 now?
Yes. It's Mary, okay. I believe. I think it's Mary.
Hello, area code 301.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes.
It is Mary, you're right.
Oh,
Mary,
yay.
Mary from Maryland.
Mary from Maryland. Ooh, I like the sound of it.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
It's my pleasure.
You were definitely worth waiting for so far.
So far? Well, things could go south from here, Mary. We don't know.
Carol took two of my six questions, so now I'm low here.
Well, you have one more left, right?
I have a list.
Okay.
I was wondering if you find it, I sort of answered this, but do you find it more fun to play like wacky, crazy, black and white ball, Anthony, or currently the same, like, psychotically evil Anthony?
No, I find it much more fun to play the character that was in the black and white ball.
That's that was just a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to do.
Yeah.
The character now is interesting, but it's not as much fun for me as it was back in October and November.
Yeah. Well, Crazy Anthony's more fun to watch, and he's probably got a little more in the longevity, too, because if you go too evil, they've got to bump you off soon.
That's right.
Do you think you're going to have any more scenes with Tony Geary? Because those were so fabulous.
Yes, we had, I just did a couple of scenes with him a couple of weeks ago that will be on probably in a week or two.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else? Oh, the girls from the board. I'm from the Johnny and Lulu board, and they wanted me to ask you if Anthony's going to get in the way of our Johnny-Lulu romance.
That would be telling.
We'll all start rooting for them to bump you off if you are.
I will say this.
Okay.
He'll try to insert himself into it, and I won't tell you if he's successful or not. How's that? Is that good enough? I don't want to give it away, otherwise you won't watch.
That's a very non-committal and politic answer.
It is. Well, I'm a very non-committal politic kind of guy. Can I ask you a question? Are you in favor of the Johnny and Lulu romance?
Yeah. Well, it just depends on how they write Johnny. Oh, God, they're going to shoot me now on the board. It depends on how they write Johnny. If they go back to piano-playing, sweet, palm-kissing Johnny, yes.
Yes.
But if they go down the whole shooting Sonny and beating people up road, I'm a little more on the fence there.
I have. Could you answer a question for me, if you don't mind?
Sure.
What is the board?
What is it?
Oh.
Excuse me?
What do you mean?
Well,
he doesn't know what you're talking about.
Well,
I don't know what the board is.
It's like
online meeting place where people of like minds get together and rant and rave about what General Hospital is doing wrong and how to fix it.
Oh, people do that?
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
There's quite a few of those out there.
And
basically, each actor has their own board. And when they're paired up, like, you know, Johnny and Lulu, or if it was Lulu and Logan or Lulu and Spinelli, they all have their own boards for those couples. And you got groups of people who are rooting for each and every one of those. And it's kind of like a battle to see who's going to win, you know, kind of something like that.
I see. Well, Anthony Vaccaro doesn't have anybody, so he can't be on the board, right?
Anthony's on the board.
No, there is an Anthony board.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, for people who love Papa Zucchini. There is an interview.
Great. Did you just call him Papa Zucchini?
Papa Zucchini.
I love that name. Maybe they'll change the character's name because that's a lot better than Anthony Zucchara.
I love it.
I think they call Johnny the Little Squash, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical. I never even heard that one.
Neither have I.
That's funny.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Well, you know, I was going to have a question and say, do you have a nickname, Bruce? But we know what it's going to be now because everybody's going to refer to you as Papa Zucchini.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. I apologize.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
That's great.
They're very creative names.
Can I
very,
ask
very creative.
Question?
Yes, of course.
Okay. I don't want to take up all your time because I know there's other people, but I was wondering if you've been on so many different sets and worked with so many different people. I was wondering if you had any, like, funny stories you could tell us about famous people we might know.
I'm trying, you know, I may be the only actor in New York and Los Angeles who has no funny stories about the person. Because I really can't think of any. Or maybe it's because when I go into work, I take my work seriously, so I'm not joking around and not looking for other people to joke around. I sort of joke around outside the work area.
Professional.
So to answer your question honestly, off the top of my head, I can't think of anything. If I had a lot of time, I could probably come up with one or two, but there's really nothing that strikes me that I could talk about.
Okay. Well, if you think of something, you can always email the Stardust Girls, and they'll post it for us.
Absolutely,
okay.
And we will
okay.
definitely post it, definitely.
Okay, right.
Okay sweetie. Thank
cool.
you so much, Mary.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary.
Bye.
Bye.
Papa Zucchini, that's a good one. I like
it.
That.
It is. I like that.
I like that one, Bruce. I really do.
Yeah,
you know, we had Brandon Barash on the air with us last night, and I told him that you were going to come on, and he was like, oh, my gosh, you're in for a treat. He had nothing but high
He's
praise.
He's a nice kid, isn't he?
Oh yeah, he is adorable. He was he had these girls going crazy in the chat room.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
We had one girl that called, and I don't mean to put her out there, but I have to say it because it was hysterical. We had one girl that called in, and she was just like a stuttering person. She couldn't remember what she wanted to say to him for a good minute and a half. She had no idea what she was going to say. She could not gather her thoughts.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, we're going to move on to area code 949. Area code 949? No, they hung up on me. Why? You don't have to hang up. They hung up on me. Okay. Well, area code 727. How about you? Don't hang up on me. You're on the phone with Bruce White.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Veronica.
Veronica?
Yes.
Hi, nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. My question is, who inspired you to get into acting?
I had an English teacher for both the 11th and 12th grade who was instrumental in getting me into drama. He actually started an acting program at the school I went to. Because he knew that I might be interested in it. And I give him all the credit. He's the one that got me involved in acting, and I remember him almost every day.
I bet he was very proud of you. I have another question.
Yes.
Who would you like to work with that you haven't worked with in general?
Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, that's perfect.
I would like to work with Anthony Hopkins, and I would like to work with Meryl Streep.
Two very good actors and actresses.
Yes, they are. and that's okay. And I mean a whole bunch of other people too, but those two were primary on my list.
Cool. Well, it's nice talking to you.
It's nice talking to you, Veronica. You have a nice evening.
You too.
Bye, Veronica.
Bye.
She's so sweet. She calls in almost every show. She's really,
really?
A sweet girl. Yeah, yeah. But I hear that there's some buzz in the chat room. Desiree?
Yes. I have a couple of people asking me about General Hospital's Fan Club weekend in July. They want to know if you're going to be going to that this year.
What weekend is it?
It's July...
No, I mean, what is it called?
It's a General Hospital's Fan Club weekend, and it's like 5 days or 4 days, 4 or 5 days of just General Hospital events with the actors, and they have a main luncheon, and a lot of people want to see you, so they're hoping that you can show up.
Well, this is the first I've heard about it, so...
Oh, my God.
Really?
Well, who's the one that runs that?
You know, if they want me to, you know.
It's run by different people. It's not run by one person. It's,
right.
It's like the actors. Oh, sorry.
Probably the best thing to do then is you know, like, I guess get with, like I know that a lot of actors that don't have events go to other actors' events, you know, like just to go see everybody, I guess. Right, Desiree?
Yes. Well, and then Debbie Morris runs the main luncheon, so she's the fan club, the official General Hospital fan club president.
Uh-huh.
So she runs the main luncheon, but you should show up. Like Brandon's having an event, Sarah Brown's having an event.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's having an event. You should just show up at some of these events because people.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They love when people just show up like surprise out of nowhere, and oh yeah, that would be fantastic.
Oh.
Okay, I'll see if I can do that.
So
I just got a message.
You.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Desi, go ahead.
I said my friend Michelle, who knows a lot of stuff, says that Debbie Morris does the inviting in June during the Emmy week when she is there. So.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe she'll give me an invitation.
Oh, all
well,
right.
We're inviting you because we want you there.
And that's,
the fans
that's
want you there.
And that's what's important because you definitely have this love-hate character going on. Let me ask you, how do you see the future of Anthony Zaccara? I mean, would you like to see him somehow coexist in Port Charles with the Corinthos organization and stay on Port Charles? You know, like medication will make everything all better and, you know?
I'm willing to stay with the show as long as they want me. I could see him being there for a couple of years or more.
Mm-hmm.
But that's up to the powers that be. I really don't have anything to do with that.
Right, right.
You know, that's not my decision to make.
Right, 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 right. Well, I know that everybody wants you to stay, so hopefully the powers that be have their listening ears on. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go to area code, let's see here. Where'd they go? Area code 301. Did we have 301 on already? 301?
I believe that's Mary.
Yep, still me.
Oh, okay, you're listening
now. Hi, Mary.
I called back in because I have more questions, but go to other people first and then just come back to me if you have time.
Okay, Mary. That's what I wanted to ask you, since we're talking about fans and stuff like that. The soap fans are, I would have to say, probably the most loyal fans of any type of entertainment. Have you seen that yet, being in General Hospital? I mean, like, can you walk down the street and people will say, oh, my God, that's Anthony Zaccara, or, you know, stuff like that?
I have, to my knowledge, not been recognized at all as Anthony Zaccara.
Oh, my gosh, what is wrong with these people?
People may recognize me and not make a big deal out of it, but
right.
But I'm not aware of it.
Okay.
But nobody, nobody's come up to me and said anything. That's okay. I mean, you know.
Maybe they're scared that you're going to attack them with a sword.
and they would be right to be scared too.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
I'm a pussycat.
Oh no! I think you're a doll. I really do. Everybody wants to know how you like working with Sarah Brown. We're seeing a lot of that in there.
Very much. I like working with Sarah Brown. She's a real professional.
Mm-hmm.
And very nice besides.
Right.
I enjoy it very much. I look forward to the days when we work together.
Yeah, they've been some incredible scenes. I've actually haven't watched anything this week. I'm waiting until the weekend. I'm going to have my own little marathon.
Uh-huh.
And watch everything over the weekend, but I'm excited to see what's going to happen this week. Before you took this role, did you ever see General Hospital before?
No.
Did you know it existed?
Of course.
Oh. Well, you know, you never know. Some people
you have to live in a cave to not know the General Hospital exists.
See, that's what I like to hear.
Now,
absolutely.
I did live in a cave, but not for that long.
Oh my goodness, you are the best, I'm telling you right now. We have this thing that we do normally around 10:30, but being that we're past that because we just started at 10:30,
uh-huh.
It's a favorites segment that we like to do. So we're going to read off a couple of things to you and try, like, you know, the first thing that comes off the top of your head, is see if you can and give us an answer, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Favorite animal?
Giraffe.
Actress?
Meryl Streep.
Actor?
Anthony Hopkins.
What is your favorite type of food?
Italian.
What is your favorite vacation spot?
Mexico.
Who would be your favorite band or singer, or both?
My favorite singer, Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite band, Gogol Bordello.
Okay. And what is your favorite book?
My favorite book, I would have to say, would be... got so many. I think probably either A Tale of Two Cities or Bleak House by Dickens.
Mm-hmm. And what about your favorite movie?
Citizen Kane.
And do you have a favorite TV show right now?
Dexter.
Oh, okay. I could see that. I could definitely see that. I knew you were going to say Frank Sinatra. I just had that feeling in me that you were going to say Frank Sinatra.
I almost said Charles Aznavour.
Really? So, I don't know. I know you told me yesterday that you... No, I don't. I honestly don't.
Charles
Aznavour
is really the French Frank Sinatra. He's wonderful.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yesterday you told me you grew up in Miami, but for years and just watching you, I always thought that you grew up in New York. So I just, but that's great. That's great. We do have another caller on the line. I'm going to go pick up, area code 434. Area code 434?
I think that was Carol.
That's still me. That's Carol. I'm sorry, I'm listening.
Carol.
I couldn't
okay.
hear on my computer. I'm still
okay.
here listening.
Okay, Carol, let me go to this other caller then. Hold on, okay? See, the thing is with these podcasts, sometimes people can't hear them through the computer for whatever technical reasons, but if they call in on the telephone, they'll always hear it. But we'll always see like it as person on the phone.
What?
Hi, you're on the air. And this is the blank man again.
Ugh, he's been on all night.
Yeah, that's a little annoying when people do that. Okay. And I know who this person is, area code 646. Bring yourself on the air.
I didn't think you were going to put me on the air. Hi, my Jen.
We're calling you out, girl. This is our Bruce, this is our other co-host, Jennifer. She's got here late, too.
Hello, Jennifer.
I did. Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm good. You were just doing a great job on General Hospital. I really, really enjoy watching you.
Thank you very much.
Jessie.
Sorry.
Yeah, Bruce is liking the way Desi laughs. He said she
doesn't. Everybody loves the way Desi
laughs.
She does. She's awesome.
Okay, knock it off. I can't breathe.
Well, I think that as well, Bruce is doing a fantastic job, and my father's never watched a soap opera a day in his life, and he, when I told him that Bruce is, I made him watch a scene of with you in it, and he's like, you know, I think I could really watch this if this is the way it's going to be.
Really?
And, you know, I said, well, you
That's
know what, maybe I turned around my father. Yeah, you know, I mean, he's one of those old New Yorkers and soap operas, bull, you know, woman thing, but I'll tell you, when he knew that you were going to be on it, I made him watch it, and I think I'm going to get him to watch it.
Yeah,
I think I turned the man around.
Great.
So what do you think, Bruce, has been the best experience so far in your professional career as an actor?
I did a play a number of years ago called Creeps.
Mm-hmm.
I did it originally in Washington, and then we moved it to New York. And
mm-hmm.
it was a play about five men who had cerebral palsy. And it took place in a cerebral palsy workshop, and they rebelled
mm-hmm.
against their teacher. And that was by far the most exciting thing I've ever done.
Mm. Now, was there ever one particular thing that sticks out that would be that you would classify as your worst professional experience?
Oh, yeah.
Would you be willing to admit it, or you don't want to talk about it?
Sure. Hey, I'm willing to admit anything. As long as I as long as I can't be arrested for it, I'll admit it. My worst experience was probably doing a movie called Dino Croc, which involved a very large alligator. And
really?
Yes. It was horrible. And I was horrible, and the whole movie was horrible. And the whole experience
my goodness.
Was horrible.
Oh, wow. Well, did you have to work with a real crocodile?
No. If it was a real crocodile, it would have been interesting.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Everything about the movie was fake, including the crocodile. It was terrible. It was the only time I ever woke up in the morning and didn't want to go to work.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a question from the chat room. You did a movie with Steven Seagal and Morris Chestnut and Ja Rule and Nia Peebles, Half Past Dead, which was an amazing movie. And they want to know what that was like doing that, playing Lester.
What it was like?
Yeah, to film that movie.
You want to know the honest truth? I don't usually talk. I'll give you an example of Steven Seagal, for whatever reasons he chooses to do this, does not do the other side of the camera work. In other words, if the camera is focused on Steven,
uh-huh.
I stand off camera and do the scene with him.
Okay.
If the camera turns around and is focused on me, Steven leaves. His place for this movie were two people. An actor who was about 6'6", about the same height as Steven, but
uh-huh.
who didn't speak a word of English.
So standing
next to him was a black dwarf whose name was Ming. And he read all the lines. That was the weirdest experience I have ever had.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
But it was fun.
My God.
It was fun in that it was something new that I had never experienced before. Working with the other people was terrific. Morris Chestnut's great, and Nia was great. Ja Rule was terrific. I really liked him.
Right.
And we shot it in Berlin.
Really?
I love Berlin. What a great city.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific. So being there and the experience with most of the actors was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that answered Michelle Zahara's question. That's her screen name, Michelle Zahara. We have 4 minutes left to stream live. So before we get down any further, I just want to ask you if you would do a promo for the show. You know, this is Bruce Weitz at the Girls of Stardust, that kind of thing. And we'll keep in archives. You know, the show will keep broadcasting. It's just like not a live stream, if that makes sense. So I just want to get that before we dump off into archives. So go ahead. We're ready when you're ready.
Okay. This is Bruce Weitz, and I hope you're listening to Stardust Radio. I do.
Oh, we love Bruce.
I think that's like our best promo ever.
I know.
You guys are so full of it.
No, wait a minute. Nobody said that before.
He's been the best male promo, and Carolyn Hennessy the other night was the best female promo. Carolyn Hennessy did a really good one for us the other night, and this one is by far the best male promo.
Okay. Yeah,
we're not full of it. It's true.
Yeah.
I was joking.
Well, let me tell you, people want to know who Anthony Zakara would be paired up lady-wise with. Who would you want to see him paired up with a lady? Or can he even be paired up with a lady? Because he hates his daughter. He hated his wife. Can he be with a woman?
Cindy Crawford.
Well, she's got to stop making furniture and get on General Hospital then. Well, yeah, what about Helena Cassidine?
Good one.
Helena, was that the part that Elizabeth Taylor played?
Yes, originally, yes, yeah, way back when.
Yeah, that would be fun. I don't know if she's probably not willing to come back and do General Hospital again. But I
no, Elizabeth
Constance
hasn't
Power.
That forever.
Constance Power played her now.
I don't know if there's anybody there that makes sense. I mean, story wise, I don't know.
Helena Cassidine would make sense.
A lot of the other characters who were around my age, I mean, that being around 65, I haven't worked with any of those people, so I'm not even sure I know who they are.
Well, Helena Cassidine, the woman who plays her, Constance Towers, right, Jen?
Yes.
That would be a perfect match, Anthony Zakara and Helena Cassidine.
Oh, it would be. Yeah.
Yeah, she's just an evil, evil woman, and
those two can make some big trouble together.
Definitely.
Sounds like fun.
Absolutely, it's correct. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, everybody, just hang on. I have to just play our exit, and we'll still be in. We will go to archives, so don't anybody hang up. And just give us a couple seconds here to dump off into archives, okay? We're going to actually go out with a little ditty from Brandon Barash.
Radio.
Okay, everybody, we're in archives now. So, yes, that was Brandon Barash singing That's Life.
All right, he was great.
Yeah, he has a fantastic voice. Have you ever heard him sing live?
I have not.
Oh, well, you tell him he better sing. Frank Sinatra is one of his guys, too. He sings very, very well, very, very well. I have a caller on area code 718. I believe that's Brooklyn, Bronx area. Come on
nope,
in, 718.
Staten Island.
Oh, Staten Island, okay.
This is Michelle. I called in Staten Island. Hi, Bruce, how are you?
I'm well. How are you? What's your name?
I'm Michelle.
Michelle, nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. I actually called in to listen. I didn't have a question, so I'm just checking the boards to see if anyone has a question they want me to ask you.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Okay.
I believe someone on there wants to marry you.
Really?
Wow.
Well, unfortunately, I'm already married.
People were asking about a possible relationship with Layla because
Layla?
She looks like yes, because she looks like your ex-wife Maria.
I have boots older than that girl.
That is so funny. Oh, okay.
Somebody was really asking about that?
Yeah,
they asked
if there would be a relationship between you and Layla.
You mean she would be interested after I shot her?
Oh,
yeah,
really. I don't know.
I did. I shot her, I believe, at the
yeah.
black and white ball.
Yeah, you did. You shot her.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she jumped in front of the bullet
and
faced Patrick.
I don't think there would be much interest on her part.
Well, actually, he meant to shoot Patrick and Layla
right.
in front of him.
Right.
How do you know that?
Because we watch the show.
Oh, that's a good reason. She sort of stepped
well,
in the way.
Someone said Carly likes men who shoot her, so maybe you can hook up with Carly.
I don't think they have any romantic interest planned for old Tony Zaccara. Or Papa Zucchini, as they call
Papa
it.
Papa Zucchini.
That is so great.
Jen, did you hear that? That's Anthony Zaccara's new nickname, Papa Zucchini.
That's funny.
And Brandon's a little squash. Isn't that great?
We're going to have to call him that from now on.
I know.
Little squash.
That's pretty funny. Okay, very good then. Let's move on and see who's on the line over here. Okay. Again,
I'm doing something that you're doing. What you're supposed to
Hello?
Do.
Hello.
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 Can I help
Am
you?
I on?
You're on the line with Bruce Weitz.
Oh no, I'm under pressure. What do you want me to say?
You're not under pressure.
Ask a question, or you want me to what? Help me out here. I'm stuck.
Are you here to ask him a question?
I don't like questions. How about answers? You want to ask me a question?
Give me an answer.
No, I want a friggin' answer according
question.
To a question that
you
just
can't.
You give
me the answer and I'll make
a
question. Whoops. Hello?
Well, that person's gone. I don't know. Yeah,
he was
that person.
Gone while he was on.
Absolutely. They're all gone, Bruce. They're all gone. That, unfortunately, that's the hell you pay for doing live radio.
Right.
We can't.
At least it
calls, in other words.
Yeah. So
at least it wasn't Dr. Phil.
Just dump them.
Yeah,
that makes it exciting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We had one show that we did. That a number called in, and it looked like an international telephone number, and
uh-huh.
we answered it, and it was really somebody seriously that put sound clips together to pretend they were Dr. Phil.
Oh, really?
It was just ridiculous. So, I mean, there were little sound bites, so every time we would say something, Dr. Phil would say something back to us, but it was all, like, pieced together, so.
Right,
It was funny. But, so they can't hear us anymore because the switchboard is down, so I guess the show is officially over. Bruce, I am so honored that you took the time out to call us and set this interview up and come on Stardish with us.
It's my pleasure.
Hell
again,
of a blast.
Let me apologize for being late. I'm not usually like that.
No, you, please, no apologies are necessary, and you're always welcome to call back in and just see what's going on the message boards, and we can keep you updated on stuff like that. And I would seriously find out what the deal is with Fan Club Weekend, because there are so many people that want,
yes,
want you to be there.
Uh-huh.
Everybody would go crazy if he was there. Everybody would flock to his line.
Yeah, me and Jen are definitely two of them.
Me and Jess would be fighting to get who goes up first.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll
look into it and see what's going on with that.
Absolutely,
awesome.
That would be fantastic. And then the next step would have to be to have the entire Zakara clan at Super Soap Weekend in Orlando. They have that every November. They have this huge gala extravaganza at MGM Studios in Orlando with all, you know, soap stars, and they come and they do autograph signings and they meet the fans. There is this street jam where you know, the actors get to show off their other skills of performing and singing and dancing, and it's just a really, really good time. And that's in November, and it would be awesome to have the three of you come on as like what's the word I want to use?
The
Zakara family, an ensemble, I guess, or something like that.
No, the zucchini family. We should have all the zucchinis there. That'd be great.
Let me tell you.
These two girls here, they make it their business to travel to the fan club events, and if you have one, they'll be there. And I can guarantee you one thing is that they're going to have T-shirts made up that say the Zucchini Family.
Papa's Zucchini's the fan club.
I'm telling you, check the mail at ABC, because I guarantee you, you're going to start getting some packages in the mail of zucchinis. You're going to get shirts.
Yes.
You're going to get all kinds of stuff. I'm telling you right now. Watch.
Okay.
So you watch out for that. But again, I want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts here at Star Dish for coming
on.
Thank you. It's a
pleasure. Thank you for your time, ladies.
Okay, Bruce. Take care.
Have a good evening.
Okay.
You
too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm going to have to download the start of this.
We love Bruce. Oh, my gosh. Can I just say we love Bruce? Now, you know what I can honestly say? When someone asked him, a caller called in and said, can you give us a funny story? Well, this was his funny story. And that's what we have. And I really should have said that to him before. He called in late. He got stuck doing something, and he kind of forgot about us. And I had to call him and remind him he's supposed to be calling us. So I spoke to his lovely wife, and she reminded him when he got back from his errand, and he called us. So there's his funny story.
Awesome. He was great, though, and I love the name
Papa
Zucchini. That's freaking awesome.
Yes, kudos to the girls that made up that name. I have to say that. Kudos to them.
We will be using it.
And Little Squash.
And Little Squash.
Yeah.
Now we need a name for us.
Claudia. Yeah, we need some for Claudia.
Pumpkin Squash. I don't know.
Eggplant. She could be eggplant.
Eggplant?
I don't know.
I like it.
Well, she's forever in black and red, and that kind of equals purple. So, yeah, you could call it eggplant.
Yeah.
Eggplant Zakara. Eggplant Zucchini.
I love it. Zucchini, squash, zucchini. It's all in the same family.
That is awesome. He was great. He was really, I loved him. He was awesome.
Yeah, he was. He was very gracious. And I mean, we had a ton of people in the chat room. I just wish they would have called in a little bit more. He would have loved to have sit and talk to people on the telephone. So, but I want to thank everybody that was in the chat room for listening. I hope we got to everybody's questions. And I need to remind everybody again about tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to be a phenomenal interview. Eden Regal is coming to Star Dish Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to discuss her new web series, Imaginary Bitches.
So you can check that out at www.imaginarybitches.com. They have a fantastic website. And Jennifer, Desiree, can I tell you, they have Imaginary Bitches gear. Okay?
I know. I saw.
Oh, love it. Oh my God, it's amazing. They got hats. They got thongs that say Imaginary Bitches on it. Okay, they got dog clothing that says Imaginary Bitches on it, like sweaters for dogs or stuff.
I know
they got a lot
dogs
of stuff
that could wear that.
Yeah,
right. We'll get into that.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
what?
My gin.
Yeah. What? So they got a lot of cool stuff and on that website. So I want to make sure if you are All My Children fan, and even if you're not, just come and listen to Eden talk about her new show. Because it really has nothing to do with All My Children. It's an independent thing that she's doing on the web with other stars, ex-stars, I should say, from All My Children. And also Greg Ricard, right? Greg Ricard is on that also.
Yeah,
he
Greg
got Ricard nominated
from,
for an
plays,
Emmy.
Yeah, he plays Kevin on Young and the Restless.
And the Restless.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that should be definitely
so
a good
we won't
thing.
Get into the Emmys.
No, we're not going to get into the Emmys because the Emmys is done. The Emmys is done and over with. I mean, they're done. They're toast.
Yeah.
Toast.
And then Bradford Anderson and Carol Hanson should be nominated. But anyway.
And my Sebastian.
Yeah,
I know.
Brian.
It's so sad.
Thanks,
whatever.
Brian Franz, for running ABC. Never mind. Another show.
And
let it go. Let it go.
Oh, we're not letting this go
hurts.
By a long shot.
The truth hurts.
Yeah.
It's
oh, no, definitely. We'll be hearing stuff in the next couple of weeks, and then people are just going to go, that's Jen. I know that's Jen. I know it's
yeah.
her behind this.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we got stuff planned, so we're not letting this go by a long shot.
And we'll actually
yeah,
be at the Emmys. How much fun will this be?
That's right. You
exactly.
will be. So you know what? You may actually see Franz.
Well, then we'll have
maybe
a
you should make him a shirt.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't want the shirt I would make for him.
And all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
Right? Look, all you have to do is make him a T-shirt with a toilet bowl on it. Because that's exactly
yeah, really.
What he's doing. He's flushing ABC down the drain.
ABC.
Mm-hmm. A toilet bowl with the letters dropping into the toilet, A, B, C, just like dripping in the toilet bowl. There you go. I mean, I love
okay.
myself. I love all three of them, but, you know, he's really whatever.
Yeah.
Let me shut up.
Okay, my lovely people. I have to get ready for work. So.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for a
yes.
wonderful show. Thanks again to Bruce, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow with Eden
Absolutely.
Riegel.
Absolutely. Love you, Des. Have
Love
a good
you.
Night.
Okay.
Love you, guys.
Bye.
Good night, girls.
Night.
Good night.
Bye.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so that's that, I guess.